Hi, my name is Joy from healingjoy.com, and I'm a spiritual medium. I haven't always been one. Actually, I grew up in a traditional Chinese family and became an engineer. So my entry into the metaphysical world wasn't easy because honestly, I wasn't looking for it. Trust me, telling my parents that I wanted to leave the corporate world and do readings and healings for people wasn't the easiest conversation to have. But me coming to terms with being a medium in this intangible world of the supernatural, spirits, guides, other realms, it's been a challenge. And I'm still struggling to say what I do for work when I meet new people. This podcast is for me to share with you some of those challenges and to help answer some questions that you may not know who to ask or where to start from. I've been developing and working as a spiritual medium for over 10 years now, and I want to share with you some of these experiences in the hope that it can help you out in your own journey. Because I'm recording this from my house, apparently the most soundproof place is my closet, so welcome to the Closet Medium. Hi everyone, we're going to do a podcast tonight focusing on calming your mind before you sleep. It's going to be mainly meditation focused because I don't know about you, but I've had a lot going on and sometimes it's like my monkey mind can't shut up, and I call it the monkey mind because it's just constantly thinking about things I should have said in conversations, should have done, still need to do. Things to worry about, whether it's in the past, present, or the future. And I'm not being very present, nor is my mind being productive or calm. It's like if my mind was a computer, I'd have all these different tabs open and not closing any of them down. And that can make for a really restless sleep. Now, talking about energy, and I've spoken to many of you about energy, energy starts with the thought. It starts with the mind. It starts with intention. And those thoughts have intention and energy. And then when you speak about it, it puts more momentum about that energy behind it, more strength. And then if you do any physical actions added with emotion, it's all energy. And that causes manifestations or movement or imprints in everyone's life. So the seed of those energies that manifest in your life really start with the mind. And if your mind is sometimes like mine, with 1,000 tabs open or the monkey mind just going crazy, you don't actually finish those intentions. You just kind of ruminate about it. It goes over and over in your mind like a little hamster wheel. And the energy actually just stays in your body and it doesn't actually have anywhere to go. So that causes, guess what? Restless sleep, anxiety, just all sorts of things. And you probably just don't feel settled nor rested when you wake up. So how do you release that? Meditation, they say, right? Meditation helps calm the mind. But what kind of meditation? It's really up to you. It can be music. It can be, you know, something with counting numbers. Something in silent meditation, guided meditation, can be all sorts. But the point of meditation is to let go and kind of unpack and let the monkey mind settle a bit. Give the monkey mind something else to do and focus on. And it's hard, you know, it's a real test of your will, right? And can you let go? Can you not think for a second or think about something else that really will help you focus, almost visualize, and quiet that mind. Control it before it controls you. So I've put together a meditation to help you do that, to listen to before you sleep. So if you have a candle, go ahead and light it and get yourself comfortable. So take a deep breath in, slowly exhale that breath. And as you exhale, anything that has been going on the day, we're just going to try to let it go. I know it's hard to let it go sometimes because maybe it's quite an emotionally charged day. But breathing in, breathing in that candlelight that you've lit, exhaling that light, feel light, filling your body and exhaling anything that doesn't serve you. Breathing in and out. As we expand that candlelight with each breath around you, it grows. It grows into a protective orb, a golden ball of light. Breathing in that golden light, having it go down from the top of your head, filling your mind and clearing that mind. Feeling that light pick up pieces of your mind that have been scattered or restless. And as you breathe out, that light comes out through your nose and back into the candle, taking with it anything that doesn't serve you right now and holding on to it. Breathing in that light, having it filter down through your face, down through your body, lifting any heaviness around your shoulders, anything around your neck, letting your neck relax, that light lighting up your joints, lighting up the ligaments around your neck, loosening them up, loosening up your shoulders. And when you exhale that light now, it takes all the pain and discomfort away from your body, leaving your body through your mouth or nose and back into the light, and it's holding it there. And now breathing in some more of this beautiful golden orb around you that's formed, full of protection, full of healing. Breathing that down through your body, through your lungs, feeling your lungs fill up, not on a surface level, but into your stomach, feeling it fill up and let go as you exhale. Let go of anything. Maybe you've been holding your breath and you don't even know it. Maybe you're holding something else in your body. And we're just going to let that go out now with every breath into that light as it holds it. And breathing in the beautiful orb energy around you, having it now go down to your stomach, filling your body, swirling it around your body, run in circles down through your legs as that golden orb energy of light goes down to your feet, and you match the same beautiful golden orb vibration. And we welcome you. You are in that orb now, and it's a beautiful ballroom filled with golden healing light. There's ivies and white flowers dripping from the ceiling, little twinkling lights that are actually made up of the stars of the Milky Way. There's a beautiful golden dance floor, and then the translucent orb lights up the night with moonlight. The moonlight puts you at center stage. Your guides, your healers, your loved ones have all come. You welcome them, if you wish, into this golden orb. It's a healing orb of light, of energy. And tonight, you will dance under the stars in the moonlight to a lullaby, a beautiful ballroom dancing lullaby of energy for your sleep. One of your healer guides, a beautiful spirit, has come, and they take you by the hand and ask you for this dance. The melody is something you know. You feel it in your body as you move with every step. It may start out as a count. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Whatever beat that you wish to fall asleep to, feel the ticking of the noise of your shoes blend in with the music as you dance and swirl around this ballroom. The energy you create creates the lullaby of sleep. It's an energy that's swirled into this orb. It's the excess energy of anything unprocessed in your body, of emotion, of mental stress, of thoughts that float in your head that just need to be organized into song. Of physical tension. It's all being released with every step you take as you dance. And you see, as you swirl and dance through the moves to the beat of your own drum, the music is swirling around this globe, this orb of light, like sheet music and notes dancing in the sky. It's on repeat. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. You dance. You dance and you process. Because everything you've been holding in your mind holds onto your emotion, holds in your body. And the way you move releases that energy into the universe to allow you to flow once again. Let go of everything that you need to and dance to the beat of the universe. Dance with every move. Feel your body stretch, every twirl, every sparkle under that beautiful moonlit night and those stars. They're here for you. This song is for you. As you sleep tonight, you will dream of this dance, and the energy will be released from your mind, and you will find yourself at peace. Breathing in and out. Your guides will come closer to you now. As it's time to close the dance, they take you by the hand. And it's time to step out of this orb. And as you step out, you find yourself back to your home, back into your environment. But the orb now has gotten smaller and smaller, and it's settled into that flame of the candle. It's holding the energy for you, all that restless energy that you danced away. Keep that candle lit in a safe jar as you sleep tonight, and it will hold a space for you to sleep. Breathing in and out, you thank your guides and you thank your spirit healers for being here. Closing down now, disconnecting from that energy as they step back. Closing down your crown chakra, letting it sleep tonight like the flower. Closing down your third eye, letting it rest. Closing down your throat chakra, knowing more words will be spoken later. Closing down your solar plex. Closing down your sacral. And finally, closing down your base and bringing that energy of your base chakra all the way down through your legs to connect to the earth, to Mother Earth, and grounding yourself. But keeping that heart chakra open, the connection of love, of universal love to yourself and to others. Continuing, let that flow as you dance the night away in that golden orb that's being held by the candle tonight. May you find peace in your dreams. Thank you.